Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thanks. Welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a Monday in the Susquehanna Valley. Got a nice temperature today. No more snow at the moment. No more ice. Thank goodness for that. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone lines are going to be open this morning, just a few minutes from now, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put the keyword OTM in at the start of your message so it comes directly to us. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com, and be sure to check out their online specials while you're there, or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles and are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have, you know, a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. The Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. At the start of today's program, I want to talk about what happened in Saturday in Sunbury. For those of you who are outside our listening area, I'm going to read you two stories. They're not very long. They're both great. One written by Marcia Moore for the Daily Item and the other written by Francis Garcella today. Marcia's story was from Sunday, and it goes like this. An unauthorized White Lives Matter demonstration by 14 masked individuals was held in Sunbury Saturday afternoon. Sunbury Mayor Josh Brocious said the group did not obtain a permit to gather on city property. The group stood at the corner of Front and Market Streets holding a banner that read, "One Race, One Nation, and Emigration," and waving neo-Nazi and American flags for about 40 minutes before walking through the streets, followed by several people who were carrying their own signs opposing the message being presented by the demonstrators. A man identifying himself only as Titus said he and the other demonstrators were from the Harrisburg area and had shielded their faces and identities to avoid being targeted or losing their jobs. He said members have been victimized for their views supporting the restriction of immigration into the U.S. He said, and this is a quote, "There is no place for white supremacy here." I'm sorry, that's from Becky Zartman, a Sunbury native now living in Houston. Zartman was attending a funeral near the demonstration site and was so incensed by the group's message that she made her own sign in opposition and stood on the corner near them. Sunbury City Council member Jim Eister was reached by phone as he stopped to watch the demonstrators walk through the city, trailed by opponents. Quote, "So far as I see, I just see them walking. I see an American flag," unquote, said Eister. Quote, "These flags, the demonstrators are," and I have to switch pages here, "these demonstrators are just on the sidewalk. The only person doing anything wrong is the person who's blocking the street," unquote. The group did not obtain a permit to demonstrate on city property. Brocious headed to the area, that's the mayor, to tell them to leave, but they had already departed. Quote, "They did not have the proper permit," unquote, said Brocious, who otherwise would not have intervened. Quote, "I don't believe in their message, but I'm not against anyone exercising their First Amendment rights, unquote. Titus was last seen driving away in a vehicle with a license plate completely covered by an American flag. And the picture the Daily Item printed, and again, this was a story by Marcia Moore. She did a great job on it. An unauthorized White Lives Matter demonstration was held on Front Street in Sunbury on Saturday, and it shows the picture of the two signs. The one says one race, one nation, and immigration. The other one talks about inclusion, diversity, and equity. And I asked Marcia, because I couldn't, quite frankly, the photograph in the paper was kind of small and online, and I couldn't read what the sign said about diversity, equity, and inclusion. So I asked the reporter, Marcia Moore, and she was kind enough to respond to me. She said, in part, diversity means fewer white people. Let's see, and then we're correction. The second one is actually inclusion. Inclusion means exclusion of white people, and equity means stealing from white people. So again, their sign said diversity means fewer white people, inclusion means exclusion of white people, and equity means stealing from white people. And those were that's the story from Sunday in the paper. And this morning, Francis Garcella, another great reporter for the Daily Item, wrote this story. City officials and the police department were caught off guard during an impromptu White Lives Matter demonstration that took place in downtown Sunbury on Saturday. At around 1 p.m. Saturday, the group of about 14 masked people arrived at Front and Market Streets and set up banners that read "One Nation, One Race, One Nation, and Immigration," and waving neo-Nazi and American flags for about 45 minutes before attempting to make a quiet exit on a nearby side street in a van with a completely covered license plate. On Sunday, city residents and community activist Vicki Rosenkrantz said by the time she was made aware the group was in the area, she had missed them. Rosenkrantz said she would have stayed in the area and held her own sign spreading love and will do so on February 24th when she hosts a rally in the exact spot that the group allegedly from the Harrisburg area did on Saturday. Quote, "We are organizing a rally in the valley and are asking citizens to come stand together in peace, love, and unity to close the divide that is being perpetrated in our county, our country rather, by hate speech," unquote. Rosenkrantz said she plans to announce the time of the rally once the final details are made. Mayor Josh Brocious said he was made aware of the situation and that no permit was brought within the city for the demonstration. Brocious said he did not agree with the message the group was displaying, but said if the unknown group had gone through the proper procedures to hold the rally, he would not have intervened. Councilman Jim Eister said he began to receive phone calls from residents, and by the time he made his way to the area, the group had already shut down their gathering. "I saw them walking, but it was a group of people, and I could not see who it was because of the commotion." He said, "In no way do I believe in their message, but I agree with the mayor that if they had gone through the proper channels, we could not have stopped them from holding the rally." Eister said the police chief, Travis Bremigen, was called and that he was given details of the gathering and a description of the van. That's the story. That one by Francis Garcella. That was in today's Daily Item. So what we have is an unauthorized demonstration by people purportedly from Harrisburg who are opposed to illegal immigration, I guess, or maybe immigration. They didn't specify illegal immigration on their sign, just said "and immigration." And then their equity, inclusion, and diversity sign, of course, was a little hostile, to say the least. Diversity means fewer white people. Inclusion means exclusion of white people. And equity means stealing from white people. So what do you think? Well, we have one email already in on this topic, and I'll read it to you. And it's political in nature. I don't know that this is a political issue so much as it is a racial issue, or, if you will, an immigration issue. "The neo-Nazi rally in Sunbury on Saturday was appalling. The bigoted cowards hid behind masks as they displayed racist banners and spread fear. I'm sure some of your callers will be eager to change the topic to how much they hate African Americans by trying to make a false equivalency to Black Lives Matter. The racism around here is already very real, and this rally only inflames that. But here's a question. Who do you suppose those neo-Nazis would be voting for in November? I think we all know the answer to that. Their rhetoric is Trump's rhetoric. Their hatred is Trump's hatred. Some local conservatives may condemn the rally and its participants, but remember that if you vote for Trump in November, You're siding with these Nazis. You're voting to advance their agenda. You're on the same side as them. Is that who you want to be aligned with? Alas, the last question is undoubtedly rhetorical. All right. Is this hate speech? Is it hate speech to stand on a street corner in America and say what you think? And if it is, did anybody actually get harmed by it? My concern is that we have this tendency in this country to want to shut down and obliterate speech we don't like. Granted, these people's message is pretty appalling in the way it's the fact that they have to present themselves with their heads covered. When I was first told about this, I was leaving church on Saturday night, and one of my friends said, "Did you hear there was a Ku Klux Klan rally in Sunbury today?" And I had not heard that. I hadn't seen it, but I understand it was posted on the Daily Items Facebook page earlier in the afternoon. I just hadn't checked that out yet. But, you know, if we can't express our opinions, if we aren't free to say what we want to say without retribution, how much does the First Amendment really mean? I understand people are upset by this kind of thing, and I understand Vicki Rosenkrantz wanting to set up, a counter-demonstration, and that's great because that's what we should be doing. If we disagree with somebody, we should, you know, express our opinion too. But I don't think we should be stopping other people from expressing theirs. I had a friend of mine, a very good friend, a black man that I worked with for years in radio, and he used to say to me, "I don't mind the bigots." He said, "I know where they're coming from." He said, "It's the people that pretend to be, you know, with us who aren't." And I agree with that. I think I would rather know that you are a bigot. I'd rather see your face, know who you are. I won't fire you for it. I won't come after you for it. But I do appreciate knowing how you feel and what you feel. And I think that the only way we can ever deal with these people or people like this is to educate them, you know, to talk to them, to involve ourselves with them, to learn where they're coming from, learn what they're upset about and how they feel. Maybe they chose the wrong way to express it, but at least they have the right to do so in this country. So what do you think? Folks, the phone lines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 702. 236, but be sure to put OTM in at the start of your message. And with that, we have a call. Van is on the line from New Columbia. Good morning, Van. You're on the mark.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. And you?
Oh, fine. Here's something for you to think about. Is there a possibility that these people, these 14 people, were leftists that went to do this just to cause a big stir?
I suppose that's possible. I don't know. I hadn't considered that. I tended to accept them at face value. I mean, that they said they were there for that purpose. They didn't hang around or do anything that would make me believe that that wasn't their purpose, at least as far as the Daily Items great stories from Marsha Moore and friends me. So why would you think that?
I think if they have their faces, can't see that large group of people, mark at the email. They assume right away these 14 people, which what percentage is that of people in this valley? I don't see if there's based on racism that they were there. That's so a minuscule amount of people. It shows if it truly was, you know, whatever racist people started today, like with what a lot of tests, they covered their faces. But was there anybody fully was racist that had this that way? If they were even racist,
says they say they were from the Burg area. Would you come to Sunbury from that? I did it in a place like Harrisburg.
It goes back to the little town. They had that whole fiasco. They go around the little town, sure. But I talked to reporters, spread whatever ideology they have.
Are quoted, afraid of being targeted job for saying, could you lose your job for it, where we value freedom?
A lot. You know, I think it's a lot of because of saying certain things.
I'm sure they have for what they believe. I don't think that's what be out there without masks on for who they are saying things I hate. And how many people's opinion any of the stories were going to go out and, you know, go after
it? People know about it till I heard on the radio. Just totally ignored them. And it's, I still don't.
Because we don't know who they are, we don't know who it was, because they didn't call any action except what they didn't like.
In Sunbury, who knows?
I were worried about.
Yeah. So, you know, why were your fates?
Well,
I don't get it.
They were flying. I would think at least they supported the neo-Nazi flew in America. You know,
the person that if you vote for Trump, you're agreeing with all this rhetoric. That's nonsense. Colored people that work to me. Like all this stuff that they're throwing against Trump, president. And it's to me, with Hillary and all the things she did with Delete, walk away was violated it by that judge, see what's going on, run for office, who the lounge said Kennedy. See, the left is to be allowed to run and to run for president, even though he's so having his third this mental cognition left, and he doesn't, and yet they're going to run him, and it's even debating.
Here, sir.
Yeah.
570-743-9565 is our hotline number. The hotlines are open. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Another emailer said, Joe, only one question today about the rally. Who is watching the chicken coop that the fox got away? As usual, no one will be questioned. Thank you to the wonderful citizens of Sunbury who are in the right place at the right time to at least report on the issue. Again, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Relaxed, rejuvenated, and refreshed. That's what life is like at Nottingham Village Senior Living Community in Northumberland. And at Heather Court at Nottingham Village, they're focused on supporting and enriching the lives of loved ones needing memory care. It's the area's newly built freestanding memory care facility with four distinct neighborhoods supporting 12 individuals and semi-private and private bedroom layouts, all designed to offer a home-like setting. Meals are offered in a family manner. There's a full kitchen in each neighborhood. Residents can enjoy homemade meals and snacks, and food is prepared any time of the day. Plus, it's a safer, more secure environment where your loved ones receive exceptional 24/7 memory care from certified dementia care specialists and practitioners on staff. And all suites are spacious with home-like settings, including beds and linens, wardrobes, nightstands, wall-mounted LED TVs in all the rooms, and so much more. If this sounds like a place to call home for a loved one needing memory care, call Al Seidel today at 570-473-2360 to schedule a visit and learn more. Nottingham Village, Knights Road, Northumberland, online at nottinghamvillage.org.
At Christ Wesleyan, our purpose is to share the light, love, and teachings of Jesus. We are committed to reaching our community, country, and world. With multiple locations, we strive to make worship accessible to all. Join us for our Sunday services in Milton, Sunbury, or online. Additionally, we offer a Spanish service and ASL translation at our Milton location. Stay connected with us on social media by following CWC Life and subscribe to our YouTube channel. For more information, visit our website at cwc.life. That's cwc.life.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Learn about a vaccine option and book this season's updated COVID-19 shot today at ScheduleCOVIDVax.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Two of the hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us, as several have done, at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your message. Joseph from Milton, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Joe. Yeah, I wanted to comment on this unjust judge that sentenced Trump for $355 million. And I'd like Chris to comment on this. I know he's probably listening. Think about it for a moment. When you go to get a loan, I've got loans from the bank, they come and appraise your property if you're going to get a loan to buy another property. And, you know, I may say my property is worth $100,000. But they're not going to take my word on that. They're going to send an appraiser around. It's going to cost me, I think, around $300. And they appraise it and say, okay, it's worth that. We'll give you the loan, okay? Or it's not worth it, and, you know, we won't give you a loan or whatever. And that's what they did with President Trump. He may have valued his property higher than it was, but the bank is responsible for giving him the loan, and they're not stupid. They're not going to take someone's word on it and lose money, and they didn't lose money. There was no one, there was no victim in that so-called crime, and the bank made millions of dollars off of him, and they testified to that. So, and I was watching The View when that that sentence come down, and they were, it was on bridal jubilation. But those people don't realize that if they can do that to an ex-president, they're going to do it to you. You know what I mean? And it just wasn't fair, and it was totally unjust. And the people that think that, you know, that was right, they got to look at things and say, what's going on here? You know what I mean? How can he get away with that? I can't understand it myself. I'm not a lawyer, but I can't understand that. It's so obvious, you know, that there's prejudice there on the part of that judge. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I have, I don't know whether I'll get to it, but on last Thursday, we had CBS's legal analyst, Thane Rosenbaum, on talking about President Trump. He made some of the same points you made. And on CBS's Face the Nation this week, they had Ricky Kleiman, who is one of their CBS TV legal analysts. And she makes the point that she strongly believes that Trump has a wonderful case on appeal.
I would say so, absolutely. And another thing, they had a FBI informant on Joe Biden, and he says he was lying now, right? Did you hear that?
Right.
Okay. I want to know if that was a plant, that they planted this guy, the Biden organization, to have him come out and say, well, I was lying, then to discredit any other whistleblowers. And I would like to see what's going to happen to that guy that lied. And I'll bet you he's going to go scot-free, because I think, personally, he was a plant to do that, to discredit other people that came forth, you know, with testimony against President Trump or President Biden.
Well,
and by the way, all these millions of dollars going into the Biden account, where's it coming from? Why would people give that kind of money to his son? For what reason? You know what I mean? And if people can't see what's going on, it's just beyond me. And that's all I have to say about that. But I wanted to say something about that sign business, these people with these signs.
Right.
There's a very controversial sign. If you're traveling north on Route 15, about a half mile above Walmart, going north on the right, you'll see a sign there. And it's really controversial. And a guy even put his phone number there. And it says, repent and be baptized in Yeshua's name or die in sin. And, of course, that was me. But I put my phone number there. I'm not afraid of my sign. If I have something to say, I'll identify myself. I won't put a mask on or hide myself.
Well, good for you. But, you know...
And another thing I wanted to say, Joe... I believe you're a pretty fair person, but so many times you give everybody, or sum it up, you'll say, you know, you give them 30 seconds or something. You've cut me off the last two times and hadn't given me, you know, you just cut me off in the middle of a sentence and never, you know, give me a warning and say, hey, you know, you got 30 seconds or, you know, your last. Do you remember that?
I thought I gave everybody some warning.
No, you didn't. You can check back. It's usually when I get into the scriptures and start quoting scripture
you know, quite frankly, that turns a lot of our audience off.
You
say the same thing.
I imagine the audience, a lot of them get sick of this political crap, too.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Some of them do.
You're absolutely
President
right.
President Biden, Democrat, Republican.
That's why I started off.
Let's have some refreshing, enlightening views on eternal life.
Well, that's why I started the program.
Really
All right, let me hold off for a second. That's why I started the program off today with something entirely different. I wanted to talk about what was happening in the city of Sunbury over the weekend. You know, but the people who call the program drive it, whatever topics they want. And I try to be as lenient as I can be. I don't stop you the minute you start talking about religion. But when you keep going on and on and on about it, then I've got to stop you and just move on to another topic.
That's okay, Joe, and I have no problem with that. But at least just warn me, say, hey, okay, sum it up quick here, you know, and I'll do that, you know?
Okay. I'll give you the final 30 seconds. I'll give you 40 seconds, and I'll shut up.
Okay. Well, I wish people would talk more about our Savior, the Savior of the world, that gave his life as atonement for our sins, that if you believe in him and accept him and receive him and be born again, you can have eternal life. And that is so important. There's nothing more important than that. It's the most wonderful message that has ever addressed this world. And he's soon coming back, and if you're not ready, you're not going to go. You're going to be left behind. It's going to be terrible.
Okay, that's the time.
So I just pray that people would look into the scriptures and see that message that he gave in the book of Yohanan, John, chapter 3.
I gave you actually more time than I said I would. Hey, Joseph, we got to move on. We have another caller on the line. Stan, you're on the mark from Danville. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. I missed the first part of the show. What kind of rally did they have in Sunbury?
It was a rally that apparently from people who are white supremacists, if you want to call them that. They were protesting immigration. They had signs that said, let me see if I can find Marsha Moore's story again, one race, one nation, end immigration. And then they had signs that talked about inclusion, diversity, and equity. And that sign said, wait till I find it here. I have to get my phone going again. All right, here we go. All right. Their sign said inclusion. Wait till I get it. Oh, come on. All right. Diversity means fewer white people. Inclusion means fewer white people. I'm sorry. Trying to find the full text of this. Boy, you asked me. I shut my phone down. Correction, the second verse. I don't see the original email. Here it is. In part, diversity means fewer white people, inclusion means exclusion of white people, and equity means stealing from white people. Those were the signs they were holding. And they had their faces covered. They said they were from the Harrisburg area. They flew the American flag and a white supremacist or neo-Nazi flag.
What is a white supremacist neo-Nazi flag?
It's that, I think, a red flag with a white circle and a red cross or something similar in the middle. It was on the front page of the Daily Item on Sunday. They had a picture of the flag they were carrying. I tried to look it up to see what the flag was called, but I wasn't able to find it.
Sound like a bunch of racists, if that's truly what they believe.
Well, one of our first callers this morning suggested that maybe these people were actually cat's paws for the far left, and that they might have come here deliberately to provoke us, and that they really were far left people who supported Joe Biden and wanted to stir something up. But they say they came from Harrisburg, which begs the question, why did they come here? They didn't have any permit, according to the Sunbury Mayor Brocious. And, of course, if they wanted to remain anonymous, they said they were hiding their faces because they were afraid of retribution and losing their jobs. But they didn't have a permit, and probably if they had applied for one, they would have had to give it a name, and they obviously didn't want to do that.
Well, I would have thought they would have got more press in Harrisburg if that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, I said that. I said that too. So okay.
Yeah, so I'm thinking it could have been a setup because I believe they had something similar down in Nashville. I think it was. I seen something online that they did the same thing, and of course they had their face covered. But we've also seen that there's some. They sure look like feds doing the same things in certain places around the country. But I have no proof of that. So. I will not say that's exactly what happened because I don't know. I wasn't there. All I know is if it's truly their beliefs, they're a bunch of racists. Now, the diversity, equity, and inclusion thing that they're pushing upon people, I don't say it's for less white people, but it is for control. And it's not doing inequity. What is equity, Joe?
Equity means, I guess, fairness, if you boil it down. That, in other words, maybe even more than fairness. It means that I go overboard to correct something that's unjust.
Okay. Actually, what their equity is, everybody has equal outcomes, which is impossible.
And you ask about the flag. I did now find it. It's a neo-Nazi flag. It's a red flag with a white circle and a Celtic cross in the center of it.
Okay. Now, to be specific, Nazis are socialists. Okay, it's right in their name. National Socialist German Workers' Party. That is what a Nazi is.
That's
okay?
True.
Okay, it's the other side of the coin of a communist or a leftist. Okay? So, if that's truly what they are, they don't believe in freedom, and they believe in government control, because that's what socialists and communists believe in, government control over the people. So, but I wasn't there. I can't, you know, that's about all I can comment on that. Now, as far as Biden and the Trump thing going on right now, that verdict in New York City, you know, have you heard that there are truckers saying they're going to boycott delivering?
And
I hope
that
comes true. I hope that is true and it actually happens, because everything in New York City has to come from somewhere else. And those people need to be put on the hot seat for what they're doing, not just the Trump, but in general. They're the ones that allow this stuff. And the people need to wise up and learn. They voted for the people that are allowing them to destroy their city with all these illegals coming into their city, attacking the cops and robbing and committing burglaries and all the other stuff that's going on with these people, the shootings. Now, like last week, there was, they arrested one or two guys. They were both under 18, and they had guns committing crimes, and they were shooting at cops. I don't understand how that could possibly happen in New York City. I just don't understand it, because New York City has all these anti-gun laws. It says, 18-year-olds and under, and especially illegals, cannot own a firearm. It's against the law. What
right.
is it?
No, I agree. It's against the law.
how can that happen in New York City? But the people keep voting for the same garbage year upon year, and this is the results that we're having in New York City. They elect the judges and the prosecutors, and it just makes no sense. Now, I did see that the fine governor of New York says that all the other real estate people and the dealers and the people, the brokers and whatever the businessmen, not to worry, they won't be treated like Trump. Oh, so it was a hit job on Trump, and the governor is admitting it.
Sounds like it. If that's what she said, yeah, it does sound
so
like it.
So it was all about politics, not about the law, because the law that they charged him with was a consumer protection law.
Right.
So he didn't, and quite frankly, if Trump is going out and asking for a loan from a bank, he would be the consumer, correct?
That's true. He would have to worry about predatory practices from the banks.
Exactly. But for some reason, they say the bank is the consumer. I don't get it. So somebody has to explain. I'm sure Chris from Milton or EB has all the answers for that. Why that would be so, that they could charge him with a consumer fraud statute that is for businesses that commit fraud against the consumers. But they didn't go to the bank. And by the way, who's going to get the $300 million in fines? Because that money in a fraud case like that is supposed to be doled out to the consumers that were defrauded. But since there was no consumer defrauded with this, who gets the money if it's ever paid? Because quite frankly, I don't think Trump will ever pay a dime of it, because it'll be overturned in appeal.
We'll give you the final 30 seconds. We got a break to take. Go ahead, Sam.
Somebody needs to tell me who's going to get the fine money, because unless somebody's defrauded, that money will go to the state to pad their coffers. Were they trying to balance the budget off of Trump? Is that what they're trying to do up there?
Yeah.
It's all a bunch of crap.
Okay.
And it's going to come out not the way they like it. But they're crowing about it. Oh, they got Trump. They just keep crowing about that. But This ain't the end, and I don't believe he'll ever pay a dime of it. So y'all have a great day. Enjoy the sunny weather while you can.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it, Stan. You know, it's funny because our caller Joseph mentioned the ladies on The View were just joyous over this. We have an email on this topic as well, and we have some other things we can get to. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us 70236. We've been trying to get through. The hotlines are open.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
From the very beginning, we're all about being connected. And year after year, through every stage of life, that need grows even stronger. Which is why Penn-Teledata never stops improving our advanced fiber network. We connect the things that matter most. Businesses, schools, healthcare, governments, and of course, the people who make our community strong. This is technology with a purpose. Stay connected with Penn-Teledata.
COVID-19? I don't want to risk missing work. I booked an appointment for this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. Learn about a vaccine option and book your COVID-19 shot on ScheduleCOVIDVax.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at FeedingAmerica.org/ActNow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit Progressive.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. I mentioned earlier that CBS News analyst, legal analyst, Ricky Kleiman, was on Face the Nation yesterday talking about Donald Trump and where we go from here and what his legal obligations are, what his problems are, what his opportunities are. It's very fascinating. I thought you might like to hear it.
For some analysis on the fraud ruling against the Trump Organization and what's next on the legal front for the former president, we're joined now by CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleiman. She is in Southampton, New York this morning. Good morning, Ricky. Former President Trump is expected to appeal this ruling in the civil fraud case. What do you expect next on that front, and how is he going to pay?
Well, let's look at if he has a good appeal, and I think that many legal experts would agree that he does, and for two reasons. Number one, this is a statute out of the state of New York that was designed against fraud, but consumer protection fraud. That is, people who did not have sophistication in the marketplace, people who could be taken advantage of by a scam. Here, the president's lawyers have persisted in saying that there was no victim here, that the banks were repaid, they were never late with a payment, the banks were happy to do business with them, the banks could do due diligence, and the banks went away happy, and the banks were satisfied. So they have challenged this law from the very beginning, and an appellate court might want to take a look at it, because it is a way of putting an industry or a company out of business. Secondly, Donald Trump and his lawyers will look for a reduction in the amount of the penalty. The penalty is astronomical. When you look at how you go forward with an appeal, what you have to do is within 30 days either post the amount of the penalty up with interest, so it's 120% of the penalty, and we're really talking about something like $450 million to post. If you can't do that in cash, you're going to have to find assets that will be collateral for a surety company. This is a mighty task for financial advisors dealing with Donald Trump and the organization to get the money or the bond for that appeal. If the appeal can't be docketed because of the money's going to have to be paid.
This is one of several challenges facing former President Trump just in New York. Starting next month on March 25th, he has a hush money payments criminal trial beginning in Manhattan. What are your thoughts on how that's going to play out over a six-week period in March, April, and May?
What we have to remember is that this is the first case against a former president. That makes it of historical significance and importance. You're going to have a judge who is strict with Judge Merchan. There is not going to be any fooling around. It is going to go forward with all deliberate speed. There are people who perhaps would have preferred on a nationally significant level that the January 6th case went first or the Mar-a-Lago documents case went first. But nevertheless, this is a criminal case. It is multiple counts of falsification of business records to commit or conceal a crime. And according to the DA, that crime had to do with tax purposes, had to do with federal election law and state election law. There is nothing here about this case to make it seem like it's de minimis, to make it seem like it shouldn't be done. It will be done. And if there's a conviction, these counts have a four-year prison term maximum.
And you can serve, you can run for president and serve as president if you're convicted of a crime in our system, correct?
Not only can you run and serve, you will find, as you well know, that here in the life of Donald Trump, the political and the legal collide. That's certainly the fraud case Donald Trump will use in order to say that there are people who have exceeded their authority, like the Attorney General of New York. Then he looks at the New York case. He will be able to campaign that the district attorney has exceeded his authority by going forward with these kinds of cases. So it plays into the political reality at a very important time on the political calendar.
And Ricky, down in Fulton County, Georgia, in recent days, Fannie Willis took the stand. Do you expect her to be dismissed or disqualified from the Georgia election interference case?
Well, it was a salacious couple of days on television watching in a camera in the courtroom to hear about the personal, intimate relationship of District Attorney Fannie Willis and the special prosecutor that she hired, who was her lover for a period of time. The salaciousness of this and the fact that she decided to testify when she was angry leads us to a point that it has probably hurt her credibility. The case will not be dismissed.
Okay, that was CBS. Hey, we got to take our final break of the day. We have calls on the line. We'll get to them in just a moment. You're listening to On the Mark on WKOK.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your
Ford new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door.
And some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey there, savvy shoppers. Did you know that every purchase you make can make a big impact? That's right. When you shop local, you're not just getting great products, you're supporting the community. Keep your dollars close to home and watch them grow. Local businesses are the heartbeat of the Central Susquehanna Valley. So why not make a difference with every swipe of your card or when you open your wallet? Choose local, choose community, and let's build a stronger, more vibrant Central Susquehanna Valley together. This reminder is from Roar Bus, driving the future forward.
Okay, welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We've got just a couple of minutes left in the program. We have 2 callers. We're not going to be able to get you both on. We've had some conservative callers on the program this morning, so we'll take a liberal. Chris from Milton, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Well, thank you. I don't think you really should have gone out of order, though, but I'll...
Well, I'll make it up to Dan. Dan's the other caller. I'll make it up to Dan.
Somebody mentioned it, the Republican guy who is the trusted informant that was going to blow the Biden, expose all the Biden stuff, ended up being arrested. So now the Republicans at least know where he is and they can find him instead of him being on the run and so forth, I guess, if they still want to try anything. But he's arrested for lying to them precisely about that.
True, he has been.
And, geez, I think he got an awful lot of publicity on this show. And you even asked me about this well-respected blah, 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 because that's what the Republicans, reliable, trusted informant, because that's what the Republicans described him as, so that's what you described him as to me.
All right, well, did we know at the time that he was accused of lying? He hasn't been convicted, he's been accused. That's not a conviction.
Yep, hasn't been convicted yet. That's true.
And so should we continue?
That'll be a great shield for you.
So has anybody ever been arrested?
All people who want to believe that as absolute proof, and of course he was the only thing they came up with.
Chris, has anybody ever been arrested who wasn't guilty? Anybody
only
ever make a mistake
people.
In law enforcement? Only black people. Okay, well, now we know where you're coming from.
Right, sure you do. A side of humor.
I know, but, you know, I like to believe people are innocent until proven guilty. The fact that he's been charged is concerning, and if that's the only thing the Republicans base their work on, they got a problem, a big one.
And then once they're convicted, what do you think they are?
Good question. Hey, look, you call back.
Yes, go put your foot in your mouth or not.
All right, you call back early tomorrow, and we'll get you on. Dan, I apologize, sir. I'm sorry we can't get you on today. Call early tomorrow. We'll get you on first thing and give you plenty of time. Thanks, everybody, for participating. We'll look forward to being back with you again tomorrow on The Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. This is WKOK Sunbury.